Okay, great. Well, I will call our BCPL meeting to order on June 15th. We sent the packet to all the commissioners on Friday. So just going through our agenda, the first item is approving the minutes from our last board meeting on June 1st. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Doug. I move we approve the minutes.
I second.
Been moved and seconded. Any feedback, friendly amendments to the minutes?
Not
aye. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Moving down to approving the loans, we have 9 loans today at a little over $8.7 million. So a lot of public financing that we are looking at. So is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I move we approve the 9 loans.
I will second that. Rich, do you want to maybe walk us through what we are looking at today?
Sure, Sarah. Thanks. There are really 3 larger loans in this packet. The first one is number 1, which is the town of Lawrence, which is near Green Bay in Brown County. They are borrowing $2.5 million for road and utilities. American Drive Phase 1 project. Loan number 2 is the Village of Fredonia, which is borrowing a little less than $1.6 million to add to their industrial park and get started on some infrastructure improvements there. The final large one is loan number 9 on the next page, which is the City of St. Francis, which is borrowing about $3.56 million to finance a property for future development in one of their tax incremental districts. The rest of the loans are bread and butter road and purchases. And that's all I have for the loans today.
Okay. Thank you.
Just Rich, do you know what they were looking at specifically in Milwaukee with regards to what they were purchasing or any additional details?
You mean St. Francis?
Sorry, yep, in Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm.
I talked to the clerk today, and she just said that it's a property that has been underdeveloped, and they've been waiting on the owner to improve the property according to what he has been telling the city. And they decided to go ahead and buy it so that they could control the situation.
Okay. And I guess, Rich, you don't know, I saw that the refinancing loan, do you remember what those terms were before at all?
I don't. On the original loan that they're refinancing?
Yeah, I was just curious if there was any cost savings there with the refinancing.
For the city? Or for the borrower, yes. But I don't remember. I can get you the terms of the original loan if you want. Like, I'll shoot you an email after the meeting.
Okay. Great.
That's the Village of Dowsman.
Yeah, in Waukesha County. Uh-huh. Sure. All right, any other questions?
Not I.
All right, see none. All those in favor of approving the 9 loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. There is no old business, so we'll just move to new business. And just to kind of remind the commissioners, this was something that Tom brought up earlier at our last meeting. And I know when we heard, for example, the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill was facing closure, participating and those, there was a task force, for example, that was formed. Tom and I both attended. My office has continued to be in touch both with the task force and also the governor's office about this. And then we saw, as Tom shared most recently, some legislation coming out of both the assembly and the Senate on this. And so Tom just wanted, I think, an update on both that legislation and also any other ideas that have come forth are as we, you know, that maybe the BCPL can do or be helpful on as they're navigating both the idle paper mills, and not just Rapids, but also in Park Falls.
Well, you did a great job of laying out the framework of where we were a couple weeks ago. And at that time, we discussed that a bill had been introduced. And the focus of that bill was to provide a substantial loan, $50 million from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for acquisition costs for the two mills. The bill provided that the WEDC loan was going to be contingent on the cooperative that was going to be acquiring and operating these mills, obtaining non-state revenue sources, in essence, investments from investors, and from a loan from BCPL to an entity eligible for the loan. Now, both the county and the municipality for each of those mills are eligible borrowers under our state trust fund loan program. And as I noted last time, we've had preliminary discussions with some of the local government officials in each of those areas regarding our program and their ability to borrow money from BCPL and then loan the proceeds to another entity. However, it's still our understanding that no decisions have been made yet at the local level, and we have not received a request for an application for these purposes. And therefore, with respect to our role in the matter, we've got nothing new to report with respect to BCPL since our last meeting. I wanted to point out that over 10 years ago, a lawsuit was filed in Washington County that questioned whether a county could borrow money from BCPL and then deliver the loan proceeds to a private business as a development incentive. The circuit court in that case issued a strong opinion based upon a state Supreme Court case that confirmed that such a scenario was legally permissible. There have been some recent developments in this matter, but these developments do not directly affect BCPL. The stakeholders have now formed separate cooperatives for each of the mills instead of having one cooperative acquire and operate both mills. The original bill was amended to clearly provide that the loan proceeds could be used for acquisition and for improvements to infrastructure. The amended bill passed out of the Assembly State Affairs Committee and is now being considered by the Senate Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. As we talk here today, that committee is meeting. The money for the WEDC loan would come from the State Fiscal Recovery Fund, monies that are received by Wisconsin under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. In order for the WEDC loan to be eligible for a use of the State Recovery Fund money, the use must be designed to address an economic harm resulting from or exacerbated by the public health emergency. Bill sponsors are currently working with the Fiscal Bureau and DOA to determine whether the use of the federal stimulus funds is appropriate in this situation. As you can imagine, the bill sponsors are very confident and hopeful that this matter will proceed. But at this point in time, we have nothing further to report with respect to BCPL. We stand ready, willing, and able to help in any way that we can. We have continued to make sure that we are continuing our outreach to local officials, to the cooperatives, and answering any questions that come to us from DOA or from the sponsors of the bill. And that's all I have to report on that. Are there any questions?
Not I.
Tom, the only question I have is that the language captured in the bill, I mean, isn't necessarily anything new for us.
No.
So I guess, is there a reason why they wanted to just to show that we're an option by calling it out? Because it's not like it changes our role as an agency.
No, I think what they wanted to do is I think they wanted to make sure that the local governments had some skin in the game. And after looking around, they had figured out that the best way for the local governments to get some skin in the game was to use the state trust fund loan program, because most other sources of financing do not have the flexibility. So that was my impression as to why we were inserted into the bill.
Okay. Any other questions? I think, Tom, you know, as this legislation continues to go forward, and I know they're having conversations, as I mentioned, with the governor's office about this stuff, if maybe we can continue just to keep this on the agenda and as progress moves forward, in case it's brought to the attention of any of the commissioners and we continue to be ready for this. But appreciate the update, and knowing now that it's in the Senate and they are hearing this as we speak, shows that it's moving along.
I agree that this is something that we should be providing you updates on, both because of the fact that it has the capacity to hit front page news in certain parts of the state, and secondly, because the size of the loans may be substantial. Now, the legislation does not describe any particular level of funding from DCPL, but the fact is the total funding needs from the cooperatives for these mills will likely exceed $10 million in excess of the $50 million that they're talking about from WEDC. So it would be sizable loans and a sizable impact on the state. So more than happy to keep the board apprised and make sure that you have all the information you need to answer any questions you may face from me.
Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure.
Any other
questions? This is Doug interjecting. I really have to go because of where I am at a 5-hour time difference. So I'm going to assume that you can handle the reports, and the two of you will be able to figure out how to adjourn. And with that, I wanted to make sure I was here for the loans and for Tom's report. I wish you a good afternoon and evening. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes, we will try to adjourn without you. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. I hope you can do that. Thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. All Enjoy right. your time up there.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Doug.
Josh, thank you, Josh. And bye-bye.
Thank you, Doug.
So moving down to routine business, Rich, with your chief investment officer's report.
And I guess I won't take any offense with Doug leaving right before my report. But I have four items to talk about today. You know, first, the investment committee approved a reallocation of equity ETF investments, tilting slightly more towards value versus growth. This reallocation involves selling some ETF shares that had increased in price significantly over the past year. These recent transactions netted approximately $11 million, bringing our total fiscal year realized gains to just under $12 million. About $775,000 of these gains were short-term, meaning that they will be added to our distributable income, with $11.2 million long-term gains held over 1 year. That will be added to common school fund principal. Second, total unrealized gains in the common school fund portfolio following these recent trades remains at over $103 million as of this morning. Third, the investment committee received and approved the third-party due diligence report for a common school fund investment in NVNG Fund Number 1. NVNG stands for Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained. This venture capital fund is managed by Carrie Tomei, the former chief investment officer at Wharf that has 20-plus years of experience investing in venture capital. NVNG is a fund of funds, meaning that Carrie and her team will be directing the investment of common school fund monies into other venture capital funds. The fund of funds structure provides additional diversification for BCPL because we will have ownership interests in 10 to 20 different funds through this one investment, and potentially provides access to in-demand funds led by highly successful managers that we might not otherwise have, difficulty investing in. While providing excellent returns to the partners, the focus of NVNG will be to further the development of the venture capital community in Wisconsin by facilitating the relationship between Wisconsin corporate investors and local entrepreneurs and innovators working in the same industry. This strategy follows the successful introduction of similar funds both in Michigan and in Cincinnati. And it is expected that this $10 million commitment will close in July, funding over the next 5 years through a series of capital calls. The investment committee also approved a commitment of between $30 and $50 million to PGIM, Senior Loan Opportunities Fund 1, a fund that is managed by Prudential Investments. The Prudential team has an impressive track record over the past 20 years, lending directly to middle market companies with negligible losses and very high recovery rates. This fund is expected to generate distributable income in the 9 to 11% range with very low default and interest rate risks. This Common School Fund commitment is contingent upon a satisfactory review of a third-party due diligence report that is currently underway. Following receipt of that report, the investment committee will determine the final amount of the commitment. And assuming all goes well, the closing will occur on September 30th, and the commitment will be funded with a series of capital calls over the next 3 years. Does anybody have any questions on those items?
Rich, do you want to just share again the gains that you said for short term and long term? Because I think that's just worth highlighting. It's a really impressive number.
Realized gains so far in this fiscal year are about $775,000 in short term gains and $11.2 million in long term gains. The short term gains are considered distributable income to our beneficiaries. Long term gains are added to Common School Fund principal.
Great.
I think one of the things is even though we sold some of our shares and realized some of those gains, our unrealized gains remain at a pretty significant level at over $100 million.
Yeah.
We had a good year.
Yeah, I just wanted you to read that off again, right? Because I think that's why I said that it's worth noting. And Josh, it's just been really impressive. I think the work of the investment committee and the exciting returns, both Rich, as you've said, on the short-term side, but also as we build principal. And when you look at those unrealized gains, the opportunities there too. So, that's really great news. And Josh, the one other thing too, I just want to point out that Rich mentioned with this NVNG fund, is that something that the team has been working on for a while, as we've talked about trying to do more investments in Wisconsin and the Midwest. And this is really one that demonstrated its value. And I know we're really excited to close this deal in July, and the not only access, but I think good work it will do in building the startup ecosystem in Wisconsin will be worth it in addition to the return. So.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, for all your hard work on this.
So it's been a lot of work in the investment committee, Rich. Great job. Moving on to anything else, Rich, on your end?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah. Moving on to Tom, your report, and I don't know, Josh, Tom's son got married over the weekend, so I don't know if he's had time to kind of think about his report, but I hope you had a great weekend, Tom, and I don't know if you have anything else you want to share, but the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. What I was going to point out was something we talked about at our last investment committee meeting, and I thought Rich might be mentioning it, but the normal school fund will be distributing $1,025,000 to the UW next week. And this is a new record as well, eclipsing last year's record of 900,000. This distribution will fund scholarships at UW-Madison and educational programs at UW-Stevens Point. What you may not know is until 2009, this fund provided zero distributions to the UW. Took us a while to get the fund fully invested and operating properly, but now it's doing quite well. The normal schools were the original state teacher colleges. And as the state teacher colleges became the state college system, which became the state university system, the UW is the successor in interest to those original state colleges. And therefore the UW is the beneficiary of the normal school fund. So this is good news to share with them this year. And that's all I have for my report. Thanks for the congratulations.
Of course, Tom. And I actually did not know that important fact that the normal school fund didn't produce anything until after 2009.
It took us 4 years to clean up some of the issues associated with it. So,
wow. That's well, and just kind of, Josh, you have any questions for Tom?
I don't. I also didn't know about the 2009 statistic.
Yeah. You know, that kind of, that actually moves into my report, because something that we've been working on and we'll continue to share, Josh, with you and Doug, is how we want to shine a light on this record-breaking distribution for the normal school fund. Something that we did work around last year was highlighting students that are actually recipients and the difference it makes in their lives. So we're putting together a communication strategy on this, and we'll continue to kind of keep the group informed on that and included. I do think too, there might also be some opportunities to share just some of even the loans that we did today, knowing the significance both in value and I think maybe value in dollar amount, but also value in the community. So again, we will look through all of that and keep everybody posted, because we want to make sure everyone knows the great work of the agency. So that is it for my update. I don't know if there are any questions, or Josh, if there's anything you'd like to see at a future meeting.
Nope, nothing else for me.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, I will move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor of adjournment, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. I think we got the procedure done. We can make Doug proud. Everybody have a great week and talk again soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.